Welcome back to a special edition of the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with authors exploring ideas to improving government effectiveness. My guest today is Matt Leininger, author of the IBM Center Report, Using Online Tools to Engage and Be Engaged by the Public. Matt, your report mentions that before selecting the best way to communicate with business, one needs to understand certain conditions. And in particular, defining the term public seems most challenging for public managers today. Would you elaborate on that perspective?
Well, the most basic thing here is simply that the biggest task in public engagement is often something that just doesn't get done at all, particularly by governments. And that biggest task is recruitment. A lot of governments are still in the kind of the frame of mind of, you know, if we just kind of schedule the meeting, announce it in the general way that we always announce things, that the right people will show up. Even though most people, I think if you really ask them to think about it, would agree that the right people tend not to show up, that they tend to get either a very small crowd of people who are already highly involved in the issue, or they get, if there's a controversy, they get a huge crowd of people who are already quite angry about what's happening. So it's that recruitment that often does not get done, but which can be done. I mean, there's no secret about how to do it. I mean, it's a pretty, you know, proven set of practices that can be used of figuring out who's in the constituency you're trying to reach, what kinds of networks or groupings that they belong to, reaching out to leaders within those networks to get them to recruit people that they already know and trust. So it's no secret about how to do it. It is a time-consuming piece, and it's something that often just doesn't happen.
Matt, what does it mean to engage the public in a wired world? And more particularly, would you elaborate on the key challenges and opportunities facing public managers who are using online tools to engage and be engaged by the public?
Well, there's a number of them. First of all, that in terms of challenges, that whether you plan for it or not, that engagement is going to happen. In fact, a quote I really like is from a guy who's a public administration professor, but also a former mayor of Lawrence, Kansas, a guy named John Nalbandian. He says that what drove me to try more structured, planned forms of public engagement was my intense frustration with unplanned, unstructured engagement. All kinds of people who are in public service, I'm sure, have kind of lived through this whole dynamic many times, is that, you know, people come out of the woodwork often at the least opportune time to give all kinds of input that you can't necessarily incorporate into whatever public decision or plan you're trying to create. So that bad dynamic, and especially also the kind of the use of fairly traditional formats for public engagement, public hearings, poorly structured town hall meetings, some of these things kind of in the law or in the process, the official process by which governments make decisions, and which are often not very helpful at all as far as actually kind of handling some of the input that you receive or trying to tap into some of the potential of it. On the more positive side, I mean, I think the opportunities are there, of course, also because of that great capacity or greater capacity that citizens bring to the table. If you do it right, you can not only get, you know, a lot of really interesting, helpful, smart input on what you're trying to do as a government, but you can also provide opportunities for people actually to put their money where their mouth is and to actually be part of some of those kinds of problem-solving efforts, figuring out what they can be doing as volunteers, as members of organizations, as a community, as a kind of a larger body politic to do something about the challenges that you're facing.
Matt, your report points out that public managers should keep in mind that short-term thinking and tools cannot replace the careful, collaborative planning and building of a long-term engagement infrastructure. I want to understand, what are the two core items public managers need to know in order to be successful in this area?
Well, I think the first piece is to reach out to other, I guess the first piece is, in fact, to have a longer-term kind of strategy, to think about engagement and what you're planning to do when it's not, you know, in the throes of a crisis or an immediate need to make a decision, to have a kind of a more of a long-term vision for what you want your relationship with citizens to be. And then the second piece is to actually then, based on some of that kind of thinking, to create some kind of a plan working with allies outside government or in other parts of government, in addition to working within your own particular office. To have that kind of partnership is really tremendously helpful when it comes to recruitment, when it comes to kind of ensuring that you got a range of perspectives that get into the process, and in a number of other ways.
One of the most common mistakes in online and face-to-face engagement is a failure to proactively recruit participants. The phrase, if you build it, they will come, definitely does not apply to social media. Would you outline the key recruitment strategies that some of the most successful engagement initiatives tend to employ?
Well, again, it's what's happening, the successful thing seems to be to take kind of the best practices and simply apply them in the new, in kind of an online environment. And so again, it's figuring out what kinds of networks people belong to, where are they going, what kinds of technologies are they using to connect, and kind of mapping out where they are and then figuring out within those different networks how you can kind of infiltrate them and get people to kind of recommend or recruit people they already know. The great thing about the online world is that that can happen much more quickly than it can in the old face-to-face or by telephone kind of world. I mean, it is true that things can go viral, and if you can kind of tap into the right combination of people, that recruitment can be done more easily, or at least more quickly than it has been done kind of in the past. On the other hand, it's also true that recruitment still needs to happen. You still need to have that kind of strategy. You still need to, you know, put a lot of upfront thinking and work into it, because there are a lot of online ghost towns, you know, things set up by government agencies or other groups where they intended to kind of have lots of participation, and instead they have almost nothing. So a nice quote that I heard from somebody is that the phrase, you know, if you build it, they will come, definitely does not apply to online work.
Matt, I'd like to switch gears a little bit. When public managers are using an online engagement tool as part of their one-time, time-limited initiative, you identified a number of ways that they can use the lessons and momentum of their work and their planning for a long-term engagement infrastructure. I really wish you would elaborate on this.
Well, one very basic thing, which doesn't happen enough, is simply to kind of document what you're doing. You know, writing up, even in a very basic way, that I think just helps you kind of learn from it, and of course helps other people learn from it who are trying to do something similar on to the future. Another piece is going kind of further from that and having more of a comprehensive kind of an evaluation, often then working with an academic partner or some other kind of researcher to actually do something that's going to help you learn much more intensively from it. And then with the online work, there's a bunch of different tools that can be used in various ways that can then be used again and again. So, for example, if you're doing using wikis, and by the way, Inez Mergel's excellent report is also coming out around the same time here from the IBM Center, and it's all about using wikis within governance. So a wiki or crowdsourcing tools, or sometimes the polling tools like SurveyMonkey and things like that, if you have used them kind of once in the course of a project like this, it's not so difficult then to kind of include them in a more kind of ongoing way in work that you're doing, so that you're allowing people who work for your organization or citizens themselves to actually kind of give some feedback about some of the kinds of things you're doing.
Matt, much of the legal framework for citizen participation predates the rise of social media and other online technologies. There are now several major questions confronting public managers as they begin to increase their use of new tactics and tools. Would you give us an overview of some of the legal framework issues facing public managers in this area?
Well, it's unfortunately still a kind of a very kind of unsettled environment, because, as you say, the legal framework for participation, and not simply online participation, but in general, the legal framework for citizen participation has not reflected what we know to work about engagement generally in the last 10 years or so. Most of the laws are older than that and don't kind of encompass the kind of the best practices. Some of the kind of the kind of cutting edges of that, I mean, in terms of geolocation tools, where you're using the capacity of kind of cell phones to identify where people are at any given time, that can be a terrific technology that can be very useful in things like Fix My Street or things that kind of allow people to tell government about a particular problem or something needs to be fixed in a particular location. So the laws around that, about whether, you know, that data can be collected by government, are kind of still waiting to be written. So in that area and in a bunch of other places, you really just have to kind of proceed with some forethought about those kinds of issues, proceed including kind of the legal experts that you have on hand to help you figure out what the best way to go. But not to be too terribly cautious, I think, you know, Inez Mergel put it well when she said that people are just sometimes so afraid of doing anything online that they fail to do it, to do anything at all. Can't kind of stop, but neither can you just simply go ahead and do whatever you want to do without asking anybody who has some kind of legal expertise.
What are the 10 most effective tactics for engaging the public? We will explore this question and so much more when our special edition of the Business of Government Hour, A Conversation with Authors, returns.